Y'all, it's a little bit different podcast tonight. This is Daryl Treehouse Maker.
And I'm Tammy Biscuit Tube.
Y'all, it's been a weird month, but we gotta come clean with something. I know y'all have heard of the Men in Black.
Have you ever heard
of the guys in gray? Well, the Men in Black are child's play compared to the guys in gray, let me tell you.
Child's play.
Tammy and I were recently up in Utah.
Yeah.
In the month of March.
We were hunting the Red Rock Screamer, which we heard from like a story from a local Darren diner.
Yeah.
And we had everything filmed and
God, we had great evidence. We had great evidence. And then all of a sudden we get back to Arizona. And we got a visit. I heard a knock on the door as Tammy was editing the video and putting it together for y'all to put up on our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Knock at the door came. I answered. And a bag was put over my head. I was dragged to a car.
I was
Next thing I know, Tammy was in there too.
I was in there too. Yeah. I was in our office and I was editing the video and the door gets kicked down and this guy he spits in my face, but it makes me go real sleepy. And there's a bag over my head. I can't breathe. Then I wake up. Next thing I know, me and Daryl are in the back of a van.
Yeah. Well.
I look out the window. Or a little hole in the van. Not really a window.
Well.
And all I see is desert.
Well.
I'm sorry. It's really hard for me to talk about this, guys.
Well. Yeah, Tammy and I were taken to a secret military installation. All I know is that it took us from where we are located in Arizona. We were driving for what I would estimate 6 hours.
Six, 7 hours.
I don't know what direction we were taking. I don't know what state we were in. All I know is it took us about 6 hours to get there. And based on where we are currently located in Arizona, I can only imagine and I can only believe that we were taken to the Nevada test site, home of Area 51. I don't think we were at Area 51 proper. I think we were at a more
like
clandestine location within the test site. So I know that not only do you have Area 51 proper there in the Nevada test site, but you also got S4 where Bob Lazar said he back engineered UFO technology. But I do believe there was an Area 2, which is supposedly another area where they did psychological mind testing on troops, United States military personnel. The thing that is most terrifying is we were brought back to Arizona. We were brought back to the exact place where they took us from. Each of us put in the exact spot that we were in when we were taken. But every bit of evidence that we had for any other cryptids we had been hunting up until this point had been taken. Not much is remembered from that night, Tammy, from those 30 days, Tammy. I don't know why I said night. It was 30 days. It was a whole month. But I'm going to tell you what, not much is remembered by myself other than when we stopped driving and they pulled us out and drug us into the room where they experimented on us. They put tracking devices in us, which I don't know why they wouldn't do that. They came to my house. They knew where I was at. They took our evidence. They knew where we were at. The next video we're going to post on the Desert Crypto Hunters YouTube channel, you're not going to want to miss it. I am digging this tracking device out of my arm. And now I'm going to show y'all the truth. That the guys in gray, well, the men in black are babies compared to the guys in gray.
Babies.
Now, I want to kind of let y'all know on a little secret here that Tammy and I are going to be exposing the guys in gray. In fact, we recently received our evidence back from a guy in gray. I received it in the mail. However, it was not in the original format that we had it on, which was digital. He sent it back to us on an old Hi-8 cassette tape. I don't even have a Hi-8 player to play it on, so I am going to have to purchase one of those and extract that information back to digital. I don't know what the heck this guy was thinking, but geez, old Pete, who's got a VCR anymore? Tammy, you got a VCR?
Dog, I don't even have a CD player, man.
Jeez, I'm telling you what.
Everything on these telephone things, I myself, I have the iPhone 4 still.
iPhone 4, they, good lord, they, Tammy, they, what are you, 400 years old? iPhone 4.
I think they're coming out like the iPhone 20 this year. I don't know, I ain't getting it. It's going to be like $10,000 a free megapixel. Yeah, outrageous that is. My phone bill is only 99 cents a month. I use big old Joe's internet.
That's right. Well, we're going to extract that evidence somehow off of that antiquated old data box full of magnetic tape and put it back onto our computer. And we are eventually going to get the evidence of the Red Rock Screamer to you guys. But we needed to come to y'all to let y'all know we ain't been here in a month. Not because we weren't doing this or because Daryl is lazy.
Daryl's lazy.
I'm lazy.
I ain't lazy.
Because Tammy and I was caught by the guys in gray and taken to a secret military base where we was experimented on. Well, I shouldn't say we was experimented on, because after Tammy fell out of that big rig, what, 5-10 years ago, and you cracked your skull, you had that surgery, and now you got a titanium basically blanket around your head. They weren't able to extract much information out of Tammy, and they didn't get anything out of me. I fell out of a tree when I was just 3.
Wow, Daryl, that's deep. Yeah, they tried to erase our memory before we left. It didn't work.
You know what's weird is all of us crypto hunters and stuff, all of them on all these other guys on TV and stuff, every time they get caught, they never have their minds erased neither, because they've always had something happen to them where they can't have their minds messed with. We did too. They couldn't get that information out of us because our minds are not able to get gotten into, because we got metal plates in our head. Ain't that just the dickens? I tell you what.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure the surgery that I got with the metal plate in my head, I think it was like croutonially or the croutons or something like that. You know that?
I'm going to tell you what, Tammy. If you got croutons in your head, you're a salad head, because that ain't what it is. It's cranium. Cranium surgery. You have.
That sounds like a rock.
Your head's as hard as a rock, because now it's got metal in it.
Probably, yeah, that's true.
But they weren't able to get through to it. And y'all out there with your tinfoil hats and whatnot, boy, you guys are silly. All you guys need to do is fall out of a tree or off a big rig and go get some
crouton surgery.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I got that American-made titanium bought straight out of Russia in 1960s. But anyway, let me tell y'all what here. I was never so frightened in my life.
Never so frightened.
As when that guy in gray knocked on my door. See, I got a door that's got holes in it. Not holes. It's got windows. I don't know what I'm saying. It's got windows. And I saw out there. I was like, ain't even nobody out there when I heard the knocking. I opened the door.
Jesus, he come out of nowhere like a freaking spider.
No, he didn't even come around the corner, nothing like that. That man just poof, manifested.
Freaking crawling on the wall or something there,
like
right?
A ghost.
Like a ghost.
He just wasn't there and then he was there.
Dying gray ghost. Freaking dying gray ghost.
Ghost. I'll tell you what, man.
Man, I don't even know. We gotta hunt these guys down.
Yeah. The good news is, Tammy, I got a good lead on the guys in gray, because the gentleman that sent us the information back, our evidence back, was a guy in gray. He said he is trying to get out. Now, he told me that in order to even be a guy in gray,
you gotta take a poop on the toilet while holding a snake.
No, that's how you become a Republican. How you become a guy in gray is you have to be at least 75% alien.
What?
Yes. You have to have 3/4 of the blood coursing through your veins must be
from another
planetary system.
I'm a guy in gray?
I don't know, Tammy.
Daryl, it's drained my blood.
You just... What if? You know what? Most people that I have researched that have come in contact with the guys in gray end up dead.
Turn up in the lasers. Oh,
Tammy,
my God. What if?
They're still here.
What if? Daryl, what if the tracker they put in us, what if it's a bomb?
Or
it's a bomb. We're going to blow up into a million pieces of flesh.
I don't think that's it, Tammy.
I don't have a maid to clean up.
I think they're trying to track us to recruit us. Because we know too much.
Daryl, were the guys in gray?
I don't know. We're not yet, but maybe they're looking for... Oh, Tammy.
We need to interview the guy that came.
I do believe Tammy Biscuit Tube is on to something. Boy, sometimes I tell you what, Tammy comes up with these cockamamie ideas and they end up being gosh darn beautiful. And I'm gonna tell you what, I'm gonna reach out to this guy in gray. We're gonna call him Chet for right now.
Chet.
I'm not gonna expose his real name because he gave us our evidence back, but you know what, I'm gonna call Chet. I'm gonna talk to him. He gave me his phone number and a lovely edible arrangement along with my video that he gave back. I'm going to bring that evidence to you. Tammy's going to bring that evidence to you real soon. And in fact, the next video that goes up on the Desert Crypto Hunters YouTube channel is going to be me taking my tracking device out.
Oh,
Tammy's
going
to leave hers in.
I'm woozy around that kind of stuff. I can never be certain. I got the worst shaking hands of those. People call me Caesar Sally.
I thought they called you Caesar Salad because you like to eat Caesar salad.
No! Caesar!
Oh, they call
salad.
You Caesar Sally.
Yeah, Caesar.
Gravy.
Because I'm like... Because
you're always all shaking and whatnot. Yeah. Good Lord. Tammy, we got a lot to learn about one another. And I'm going to tell you what, that's one thing I never knew.
Daryl, we've been hunting together for like what?
I don't know, 20 years, something like that?
Oh, I feel like a year.
Tammy, we have known each other since the early 2000s. It is 2023. Where in the world have you been?
God damn, I don't even know. One day I'm in my pig pen, the next day I'm in my sleeping sack.
I don't even know how to respond to that, Tammy.
Moving on!
Moving on. Y'all, season two of the Desert Crypto Hunters
best be coming out.
Yeah, it's coming out real soon. We got a lot of good evidence. Like I said, we're going to work on getting this evidence extracted from these antiquated cassette tape things that this gentleman, Chet, sent me from the guys in Gray. I'm going to try to get, Tammy and I are going to work on getting that extracted, because I'm going to tell you what. Not only did we find evidence of the Red Rock Screamer, we found video evidence of a dwelling.
A pterodactyl.
Yeah. We found a
we got a tech.
There was an entrance, a doorway into what was a massive cave.
For about a 500-pound pterodactyl with a wingspan of 30 feet.
Oh, Tammy. 500 pounds would be a baby. This thing could have fit a 1,000-plus-pound pterodactyl. With a 40 to 50-foot wingspan on it. We didn't know anything about this
Red Rock Screamer. So it's sad that its wings are short.
Well, it's a big beast. I don't know.
Muscle.
Yeah, sure. It's muscle,
them,
yeah.
Them cans.
He's ripped.
He's been drinking some beef. I wonder what he eats.
How you drink beef?
You drink the beef.
Ew.
Drink the beef.
That's gross.
I drink it every night. This isn't my canned beef right now.
Tammy, I'm going to tell you what. Sometimes I don't know about you.
I don't know about you either.
I don't know about you sometimes, Tammy. But I'm going to tell you what. The evidence that Tammy and I found in Utah is so compelling that it caused us to be taken to some secret test site where they tried to experiment on us, but they couldn't. They couldn't experiment on us because we had too many knocks in the head as youngsters.
Too many knocks in the head as youngsters. That's right. Also, I do have a question for the guys in Gray.
Yeah.
Since this guy's technically on our side, I'm gonna ask him when we interview him if we can set out a clip. Like a video, or like continue to release the pterodactyl evidence.
Tammy, I don't care what this guy says. We're going to release that evidence because it is remarkable.
Yeah, boy, that is a real spirit way. Get him, yeehaw!
Yes. The Red Rock Screamer's coming.
And when we say it's coming, we've been saying it's been coming for like the past couple of weeks.
Then we got taken, Tammy. Darn it, we got taken and yeah, we couldn't do anything true. About it.
Sorry, guys.
But
I'm
you
so
know
sorry,
what?
Guys.
You know what else we got? So many reports of this have been coming into me lately.
The glowing
face man.
What? Daryl, you didn't tell me about this.
The glowing face man. Yeah.
Daryl, I swear to God.
I'm going to tell you what. This is terrifying because there is no body to this entity. It is simply a floating, glowing, green face. So that is what I'm told. I don't know. That's what I've been told. Could there be a body behind this entity? Sure there could be. But you know what? Tammy and I are going to go find out. And that is going to be the very first episode of season 2 of Desert Crypto Hunters is going to be the glowing green face man. He is a terrifying gentleman that lurks behind cacti most of the time because, you know, that's what creepy folk do.
Also, y'all, we have a new introduction.
That's right.
For our YouTube video.
That's right.
For season 3. We thought we could change
we're on
a little
season
little,
2, Tammy, not season 3.
Season 2, sorry.
Jumping
sorry.
Ahead. I don't know that we're going to get renewed for a season 3 the yeah, way things are going here with us.
We gotta talk to our producer.
Our whole team. Yeah, our producer, Doug Dinkelstein. he's got to sign off on season number 3.
Our executive producer, I don't even know what they do.
I don't know what Doug Dinkelstein does, but not much. I tell you what, we're the ones out there thick in the trenches here fighting these monsters and getting taken by the guys in gray while Doug's living in his god darn mansion eating his caviar and petting his cat. Freaking Fruit Loop.
Also, y'all, may I tell you, we have a new weapon we gonna be using to hunt freaking demons and
Tammy.
Poltergeist and
wait a minute, what's a poltergeist? Is that like a ghost goose?
Yeah, it's whatever you think it is. They're whatever you think.
This season we had to up the artillery because
weaponry.
That's right. The weaponry had to be updated because you know what? We are coming across some very frightening things. And again, we got taken by the guys in gray. Had I had one of these weapons when this occurred, I probably would have discharged it in order to get him to go away. But I didn't. So he put a bag over my head and took me and Tammy to the Nevada test site and experiment.
New you. And new weaponry. Whew, well, we
new
got
you.
It. Yeah, new us.
New us, that's right. That's right. But new intro.
We us didn't really rhyme with new. So I just.
It didn't. Folks.
New food for you.
New food for you.
Okay, just continue.
All right,
there.
Whatever. All right, folks, that ends this episode for this evening. We wanted to let y'all know that the guys in gray ain't nothing to play with. The men in black are bitches. And you know what? We're just going to have to deal with that. And you're going to have to watch Desert Crypto Hunters on the YouTubes. One of these days, we're going to have one of them fancy Instagrams and the Facebooks, right? Is that what the kids are doing now?
No, Daryl.
Tockle Tickles?
Yeah, Tockle Tickles.
Tockle Tickles.
I love that. Yeah, Tockle Tickles.
We'll get one of those one of these days, but I don't know. They say it's a spying device.
Daryl! Daryl. Did you hear that?
I heard it.
Guys, we gotta go. We gotta go. Go, we gotta go. We gotta go!
Run!